friends. Welcome back to another week of Chit Chat About Nothing in Particular. My name is DJ.
And my name is Darren.
And this is Friends with Microphones, because that's what we are, and that's who we're always going to be. Darren, how are you this week?
I'm doing pretty fantastic this week.
That's awesome.
And how are you? Are you doing okay this week?
Oh, you know. Pretty okay. I'm doing the Living in Victoria thing, doing the university thing.
Yeah. Would you like to guess what I'm wearing today?
I see a cardigan up top, and I don't think there's a t-shirt underneath, which is fine. Mm. I'm just... Okay, no, you're going to have to tell me, because I can't see below the chest.
I'm wearing a pair of underwear, specifically chosen to be inside out, and a matching cardigan, and nothing else.
A matching cardigan for your underwear?
Yes.
I love...
I like to defy people's expectations.
I really do enjoy that no one else will ever see the fact that I said, I'm matching, and you looked down briefly to double check, and then he went, yes. Like, hold on, let me make sure these are the same colors.
I'm covering my shame, or I should say pride, because they're matching, with a blanket on the off chance my webcam falls down so that you don't have to stare at my crotch.
No, that's totally fair. No, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I like to think I'm considerate-ish.
I like to think I'm considerate-ish. Are you, you're, what? Don't laugh at me because I have nothing to say. Are you, you're back at work this week. What?
I was going to say I'm laughing next to you, but I'm not next to you. I am laughing at you.
No, that's totally fair.
No, I was back at work today.
Oh, back to work today. How's that?
I was. Odd.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Well, because, there's no work tomorrow. I don't know. I think he felt bad that he told me we were back on the 15th and just went to Mexico or something. So I just cleaned his car for 8 hours.
Oh!
Yeah, that's it. That's the whole day.
You cleaned one car for 8 hours?
Well, he said, here's some toothpicks. Let me know if you need a toothbrush. So I had a feeling he wanted it very clean.
Oh.
But he paid me for the whole time, so I can't... Well, I could complain at length, but that's not the point.
I could actually complain quite a bit, and here I go.
I don't like cleaning things for work, because if you build something or move something for work, it's very easy for somebody to come by and they go, what did you do? And you go, I did this. And they go, something is clearly different here. If you're cleaning, and especially if you're cleaning on such a microscopic level as to need toothpicks, the look of the car from the 4-hour point to the 8-hour point was identical.
Yeah.
But all of the little cracks were not dirty at the end. So
I guess you're a very visually satisfied person. You like your work to be visible.
I like everything to be visible, just out there in the open, like me in this cardigan.
I don't like any secrets. I like me and this cardigan to be very, very visible.
No, it's been a good week. I've been very productive this week. And how's your week been?
I have been working so much less than I usually do. I don't know if that's for a particular reason. I don't really have a lot of say in when I work.
Are you sad about that or not? Like, I can't tell if you're excited or annoyed.
Money-wise, I'm fine, but more money has never... I've never been like, there's so much money here. What am I going to do with all of it? Like, I've never had that problem in my life. I don't think a lot of people have ever had that problem in their life, especially not a lot of people that I've known. I've never known somebody to actually say, well, what do I do with all my money? Like, because there's always stuff to do with it, A. And B, because no one has too much of it anyway. So the point is, I've been working less, which is nice because it's given me opportunities to do things like, just sort of off the top of my head, make a podcast. And
that's nice.
That's great. And also write music with my band. And that's been pretty fun. It's been a good time. And, you know, I've been focusing a lot more on like school and stuff like that. I've been trying to slowly sort of build things into my schedule to get into a routine. It's going okay. But at the same time, as of last semester, I was used to working 4 days a week. Now I'm down to 2 days a week, sometimes even one, depending on the week.
Yeah.
January is a really busy for my university stuff that I do, and so I've honestly been like taking a lot of time off to do like individual projects.
Kidnap freshmen and keep them in the basement.
I absolutely don't do that.
Oh, sorry, that was the other podcast we do.
Right, the other the freshman in my basement, which is my favorite podcast that I do with Derek. Yeah. It's not on iTunes for reasons. Can you believe they won't let it on there? They're like, no, absolutely not.
But it's definitely on SoundCloud because that's just the SoundCloud vibe you get. Because
SoundCloud, they freaky, man. Like they let anything on there. Yeah.
You see, because it shows you the waveform. That's what I like about SoundCloud. It's really everything's hanging out. Do you ever look at SoundCloud and you see the waveform on a SoundCloud and think, this is what it's like to just drop your underwear in public?
No.
No? Okay.
What I see when I look at a SoundCloud waveform, I'm not even joking, what I'll do is I'll look through and I'll be like, there's the drop.
I can tell what you listen to.
Well, the main music that I find on SoundCloud is really specific, like EDM and house mixes, because a lot of them don't make it onto Apple Music or Spotify or anything.
Wait, you haven't gotten lost in the how do you call, plague isn't the right word, but the SoundCloud rap areas?
I'm afraid to.
It's endless. It never stops.
I genuinely love that, though, about like the platform of SoundCloud. It's so cool that it gives people this opportunity to just say, like, is this, do you like this? And they just put it out there. They're just like, is this interesting to anyone except me?
Also, Chance came from there, which is nice.
Chance is such an inspiration. Like, Chance the Rapper is such a major inspiration for so many people. I mean, I don't know. The whole story about him being able to basically, not single-handedly, but like make it so that you can win a Grammy and not actually have to like sell your album through a label and all that stuff is just awesome. I love it.
I like that his name is Chance.
One of my favorite tweets of all time. I don't really want this to be DJ and Darren read the internet, but I will say that one of my favorite tweets of all time is, I forget who it is, but they said, if Chance the Rapper becomes president... If Chance the Rapper gets elected president, will they be Chance the President or Chance the Rapper the President?
The or sequel?
To President to Chance. I
don't know.
Nine minutes? Is that long enough for a podcast?
I think we're at this really okay, you know what? This is what this podcast is. This podcast is intimate. It's about friendship.
Yeah.
It's about letting your balls hang out while talking to your friends.
No, it's not!
Oh, yeah, because you know what? You're right, and not everyone has balls. It's about letting your bits hang out while talking to your friends.
It's not about letting anything hang out!
And I think, you know what I mean? It's like we're recording closer to the end of the week. It was my first day back at work, and we're owning it, just like DJ owns all of the freshmen in his basement.
I don't own any people!
Just
Darren.
It's a very Christian Grey kind of, well, own is a strong word. You do make them sign the sort of 50 Shades of Grey contract, don't you?
Absolutely, I don't.
I like how I'm just trapping you in this bit.
This is a horrible bit to get trapped in, just like the freshmen who get trapped in my basement.
This whole podcast could be called DJ Watches in Horror as Darren drags him along for a ride down a joke he doesn't want to use.
DJ does his best to edit around Darren's horrible humor about freshmen being locked in a basement.
Well, no, there's layers to it, because you remember the poop jokes?
Yeah, I remember them.
There's every week it's a new adventure of Darren trying to desperately to derail everything DJ hopes and strives for.
At least this time it was easy for you to derail it because I had nothing to bring to the table to talk about. It's because we didn't establish a theme, but it's okay because I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that for every episode. I don't want to have like a specific topic that we need to talk about. That's a lot of pressure. That requires homework. I don't want to do homework. I have enough of that in literal school that I do.
Today's theme is homework. H stands for homework, and H stands for Homer, who is the name of the freshman locked in DJ's face.
Oh my god. O stands for, oh my, I have a lot of homework to do. I'm not going to spell out this whole poem for you. I don't feel like it.
D is for the way you do your homework.
J is for the way you just did your homework.
And that's DJ. It's the whole. It's that's actually a very short song. Song.
That's what's great it's about my name. DJ. It's just two letters. Yeah. You don't have to try that hard to get. You don't have to try that hard to. I was gonna say you don't have to try that hard to finish, but I hate that sentence, and so.
I rarely try hard to do anything.
That's such a good motto to have. I rarely put effort into things.
It's nice because then when you go on a podcast, you're free to derail it.
I'll bet. I'll bet that's freeing.
Three episodes in, are you regretting having me around yet?
No.
That's good because we've been like hanging out for like, what, 8 years now?
What year is it?
Oh, great question. I time travel sometimes too.
It's January 2018 and we've
in the year of our Lord.
Yeah, you know what? We've been like actively hanging out together I think since about this time in 2010, but halfway through my grade 10 year. So, 1 2 3 4 that's literally it, yeah, bro. That's 8 years. Yeah, no, you nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely mm-hmm. how long we've been hanging out. It's like it's like, yeah. I do miss high school, and I super don't miss high school. It's like a little moral dilemma for me, you know?
Actually, here's an interesting, on the note of high school and different high school things, I find it super interesting because there's different personalities, and every personality has a different look as they look back. It's whether or not you remember the good and or bad things about middle school, high school, university, etc. Yep. etc.
Okay.
It's really interesting to see because everybody usually has I'm weird, but I should, you know.
It's necessary all the you, ways it's good that you preface everything you say on this show with now just remember I'm pretty fucked up, but this is what I think about this.
I should probably start mentioning when I do line up with humanity, but it's like everybody usually has some part of life they like look back to and compare themselves to. So like some people it's like,
right,
man, back in middle school. Other people are like, man, back in high school. Other people are like, man, back in university. Other people I don't know are like, man, back in my PTA group. I don't know. It's usually there's some
I remember
group.
45.
There's some
the
group
good
that
days.
You go back and compare yourself to.
Can I tell you a story about this week?
Yes, please, God. Please. Why did you not do that when we
because
couldn't figure out what to talk about?
I've been trying to think of stuff to do, and while I was doing that, I remembered that this story exists. Okay, so I deliver food for a living, and by a living, I mean it's my part-time job that I barely do anymore. But I work for one of those companies that they, like, they don't. It's not like a specific restaurant. It's like I deliver for a bunch of different restaurants in the area. And so I don't really mind saying the business name that I was at.
I have a guy like you. He goes behind the restaurant into the dumpsters.
Oh.
And I come up, yeah, and I give him whatever I can find. And he gives me whatever he can find, and we trade a bit.
Oh,
is that
cool.
What you're talking about?
That's like, no, that's like weird underground backyard bartering. I'm not into it. What I do is like a real business. That's a thing that actually happens.
I like to call it the secondhand food bazaar.
People, I'm going to keep telling you about this now. People actually pay real money through a legit app, and they tip me, and I get paid by people to do a service. One of the restaurants that I have to deliver food from is Fatburger. Fatburger is an establishment that I think you and I are both relatively familiar with. Not like we used to frequent it. I just literally mean that we're relatively familiar.
I've been there
with
twice.
It. Cool. Yeah, Fatburger's fine. I'll say Fatburger is really good fresh, but I have personally ordered Fatburger and had it delivered to my house, and I know for a fact that it tastes bad after about 15 minutes of sitting, even in a thermal bag. There was a dude who walked into Fatburger, and he looked up at the menu and he's like, I've never been here before. And she was like, okay, well, these are the different. And it is kind of a confusing menu. There's like a lot going on with a lot of different patty sizes and stuff. There's a lot. Some of them get really fat, hence the name. And she kind of points to the menu and goes, well, this is sort of, what are you looking for? Like a basic cheese. I just want a cheeseburger. Like, okay, well, sure. Yeah, don't we all? And so she goes, okay, this is what I would recommend. And he goes, okay, I'll have that burger. And she goes, do you want a combo? And he said, what? No, don't combo it. What are you doing? I just want fries and a drink. And so she I've been thinking about this so often. This has really been fucking with me. So she says to that, she goes, okay, a combo. Like, she just really, she didn't do it as obviously and as shitty as I just did it, but like she did, she tacked on like, okay, a combo, like, dumbass, it's called that. And she was being as like aggressive as she could be behind the counter of a fast food restaurant. And
yeah,
and so she said, will it be okay for the combo if the fries and the drink are a small, or do you want them bigger? And he replied,
oh no.
He said, what? No, stop messing with it. I just want what I ordered.
He didn't order anything. I want that burger. Want a combo? No, just fries and a drink. Like, what?
I want, you know that music video, what's her name? Is it Madonna, where she leans back on the chair and pulls a rope and a bucket of water splashes on her?
Flash dance,
but I don't know who it is. Anyway, just imagine, I want that, but I want to go, I want to pull a rope and have, I don't know, something similar to the gutter on the edge of a roof pull down and just pour a slurry of food-ish stuff into my mouth. I want to do that whenever I feel like it.
Oh! I thought
and I know what Soylent is, so don't at me.
I thought this was going to be a form of punishment that you were inventing for the man who didn't know what a combo was.
Punishment? Try orgasm. Okay, this reminds me. Okay, so this is one of those issues, is how do you reference something which somebody who doesn't know what you're referencing will look at you like you're crazy, but somebody who does know what you're referencing will be like, ah, this is a sweet reference, bro. So there's a movie called Hellraiser.
Yeah.
Where the idea is there's this puzzle box, and when you open it up, some demons come out, but it's not from hell. It's like this dimension. And the line is, I come from a place where pain and pleasure are the same thing, or something to that equivalent.
Okay.
And... or like, where I come from, they are one and the same. Like, that kind of idea. But you can't drop that in a conversation, especially with that voice, and not have somebody look at you like you are on a list held by the government. So how do you make that kind of reference? Because I don't know, I think I've made that reference 15 times, been put on 10 lists, had two people not be paying attention, and three people get the reference.
Oh.
So how do you make a reference to something which is, by all standards, completely bonkers? Unless you get it, then it's genius.
You ready for this?
Okay. Yeah.
So let's say you want to make that same reference from Hellraiser, and somebody goes, ah, I don't know how to feel about this thing. It's like painful, but I enjoy it. And you're ready to make that quote. But then what you say before is, you ready for this sick reference? And they go, what? And you go, never mind.
it's like the call out. It's kind of like how in basketball you go, Kobe, and you throw the ball, but it's like, reference.
Here it comes. Reference.
Hey, boys.
Sinking a three with this dope reference. Raining references.
And just a little thing. Up and layup and swish, made the reference. And they're like,
from downtown. That's so good. Oh my goodness.
I think that is the greatest challenge facing humanity and society, is how do you so
the reference, you think the reference thing is the toughest thing people are dealing with?
Not dealing, have ever dealt with, actually.
Wow, ever.
Yes. Yeah. I would know about hardship. I'm white and a guy. And I was born in Canada, and I have more rights than most. You could edit this whole back and forth out. And you're going to teach kids one day, so you're controlling your public image. One day I plan on going on /B and showing my balls for money. So, like, that's my career plans.
Now hold on. You're planning on going on what?
/B?
Don't know what that is.
See, this is a good reason. I'm happy that in that way I did our exact thing we just talked about of kind of saying that it was a reference.
You should have said it. You should have been like, you ready for this reference?
Layup. Oh, man. Yeah, it's true. I should have. I should have done that. So are you familiar with the internet place that is 4chan?
Oh, yeah.
On 4chan, there is /B, which is, if I remember correctly, the off-topic board.
Oh.
Or random. So imagine you walk into... Honestly, it's very Hellraiser. It's a place where pain and pleasure are the same.
Sick reference.
And then when you go... I should call these references out.
Yeah.
The issue is that what if you get into the idea... And then you start, as you get into the habit of it, and you start being like, they're like, hey, how old are you? And you're like, reference, I'm 24. And they're like 24 the show? Like, what? And they're like, no.
Jack Bauer.
I'm 24 years old. And they're like, okay, what was the reference? And you're like, ignore that.
Ignore that. I'm caught in a horrible loop. I'm sick all the time of myself.
I'm caught in a Groundhog Day of my own pain and pleasure.
You ever seen Hellraiser? Sick reference.
This episode, usually people wait 100 or so episodes to have a gong show. I think we have a gong show.
Yeah, you know we do.
Next week, we should try something more structured.
Yeah.
And this week is our freeform jazz flute version.
Okay.
You know, what all the artists did in the late 60s, early 70s, where you have a normal band, and then you have that one friend who's a little too passionate about something nobody listens to, Jethro Tull. And he's like, you know, I do improvisational jazz flute. And you're like,
yeah, all right.
Sure. Like, okay, well, yeah, okay. That's
getting the band, dude.
I plan on, you know, really getting my hip-hop theremin skills out there one day.
I wish you the best of luck. Hey, Darren, speaking of cool music that you like, how about you help me add to this super dope Spotify playlist we got going, and you give me, a little recommendation on what music I should maybe be listening to.
I would love to reference the Hellraiser set. No. Okay, what I want to know is how diverse are we going for on this playlist? Do we want to tend to make it a little more poppy, hoppy? Or are we trying to make it just out of nowhere? It could be like, here's my album. It's entirely children playing at daycare, but I cut out every time the parents come in and take them home. So it's just a never-ending fun loop.
I would like you to recommend good, listenable, accessible music. If it's on Spotify, ooh, that's much better. Only because then it gives me the option of actually adding it to our playlist. By the way, I'm just going to shout out a link. If you would like to check out the playlist we have on Spotify that we made of the music that we're going to be recommending, it is bit.ly/friendswithmics, M-I-C-S, Spotify. So that's how you get to our Spotify playlist if you want
to see it. That is how you get to that playlist. You know when you have something you love, so it consumes your entire life.
Yeah.
And then every now and again, you get reminded that the rest of the world is not in on that.
Yes.
I get very consistently reminded that the only John Bellion song people know is All Time Low.
Okay.
And it hurts me to my very core. And for those who don't know John Bellion, I think the best way I can explain John Bellion is if you enjoy the writing or producing or construction of music, and you are familiar with some artists like 21 Pilots that don't really, they're just like, here's like four different genres of music ish but we kind of do whatever we want. Imagine that, but it's more centered in like pop hip-hop, and it's so nice. Perfect.
John Bellion is fantastic, and the time we shared together going down to see him live in Seattle was a special day for me.
I really enjoyed that. I like when my brother got really antsy when he said we should go on a Ferris wheel, and then on the Ferris wheel decided that he didn't like Ferris wheels. and then the Ferris wheel got stuck. Was that him or you?
I didn't love the Ferris wheel. I didn't love every second of the Ferris wheel. I thought it was very cool, but then I kind of got a little, like, squirmy about it. It's fine. Your brother brought me a ticket. It was very nice of him to do.
It was a really fun time.
I believe I specifically remember him shouting out something along the lines of, "How cheap is this? Because if we're not paying more than $5 a person, we're fucking getting on this wheel."
Oh man, that was a good time. Thanks, Josh.
That was so good.
Oh, that was. But he's the kind of guy that works on songwriting. So literally, you could jump into any album and it would be good. And it's not one. He's not a singles guy. He just writes singles, but every song on the album is good. And I would highly recommend, if you have not heard The Human Condition, just listen to it front to back.
Can you give me, like, maybe 3 or 4 songs off the album that I should actually put on the playlist for people to listen to get them hooked into wanting to actually listen to that whole album?
I would say listen to 80s films, if you haven't heard it, All Time Low, Fashion, I want to say another one, but you can't listen. The last song on the album you should listen to after you've heard the rest of the album, because it references the other songs. It is very...
So 80s films, All Time Low, Fashion. It's all so good. I'm just looking through the album right now. Like, it's all so good.
It is legitimately, to say this is one of the only albums I've listened to in my entire life in which I enjoy every single song. And that, to me, goes to about maybe 3 to 5 albums ever.
Maybe I do. It's a pretty good one.
That's a really good one, too. Like, literally, you could just... pick 4 random songs on that album that not the last one, because if people listen to the rest of the album, they should hear the last one, and you will be set to go.
It's only for the real listeners. You should only be able to unlock that song if you hear the rest.
It's actually the last song on the album is really only unlocked in New Game Plus.
I wish. Could you imagine if some albums worked like that? That would be so dope.
That's something
worth looking into. Oh my god, that would be so cool. It's very possible that my recommendation is going to come off in a very similar way, where immediately you're going to be like, oh yeah, we all know him. But in reality, a lot of people may not actually know a lot of the music. Jacob Collier, who is just brilliant, who's just the worst.
I have to cut you off. Your response is, oh man, everybody knows Jacob Collier. Jacob Collier is one of the most obscure artists, unless you go to a music school. He, to the rest of the entire human world, is non-existent.
It's just, he is the number one, like, do you know him? Yes, of course, in the music school that I go to, so it, I guess
you
that's... Can,
if you run into a room and you scream the words Snarky Puppy, Jacob Collier... I couldn't get it. And you scream the words Snarky Puppy, Jacob Collier... everyone will turn their head to see if you're crazy, but the people with a smile on their face are from music school. They're both fantastic, but it's very easy to tell.
Okay, regardless, Jacob Collier is a brilliant independent artist who's friends with Herbie Hancock. You don't need to know anything else about him. He's amazing. He's a genius, and he's a lot of really, really cool music. He's done a lot of covers on YouTube that he's released, but also he is actually... He actually produced his own album back in 2016. The album is called In My Room. If I had to tell you to go listen to any of the songs on this album to really get the idea of what he's all about, Woke Up Today is the very first track on the album, and it stokes me up every single time I hear it. It's amazing. If you're into something really funky that's like gonna kind of blow you away in a very major way, Savior is the track for you. If you want your brain to bend out of shape thinking about some ridiculous harmonies and time change feels and stuff, Hajanga is the one that you want to grab. And just a little something for everybody, his arrangement of the Flintstones theme song is nothing short of spectacular. And those are all on that album. I can't recommend them enough. He won a Grammy for Best Arrangement for Flintstones. He's a genius. He's unreal. So thank you, Darren, for sharing your music recommendations. And I will add those to our Spotify playlist. I think I'll add them, I guess, the day the episode goes up. Whatever. We'll figure it out. I don't want to get all spoiled.
All spoiled? Oh. Oh me, oh my.
So, here's a segment that we definitely do every week. Let's talk about what we learned this week on the podcast. I'll go first. I learned that we maybe need to have something to talk about up front.
I learned to trust your heart and let your bits hang free.
I'm so sad about that.
Why are you sad? You should be happy.
I just wish you would stop talking about freeballing. It's
not freeballing. Again, I retconned it halfway through because that wasn't inclusive enough. It's free bits. Free bitsing.
Sorry, you're right.
It's my itsy bitsy spider.
No.
Come down the water spout.
you're making me sick. You see what you're doing to me?
Down came the rain and made y'all wet.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. Okay, hey, guess what? Show's over.
Show's like curtains closing. I get that little hook coming in from the side
so
around
much.
My neck.
Yep,
like,
it's around your neck, which means you're done. Y'all gotta leave.
I keep trying to come back for an encore, and you're like, no, we can't do this again.
No, we absolutely can't do this. That does it for this week. But...
Darren, the show ended 10 years ago.
He's been dead for 10 years. That's it for this week. But until next time, my name is DJ.
And my name is Darren.
Wow!
I spaced out looking at the waveform and like,
wow!
Ooh, pretty.
Whoa, that's the longest anyone's ever waited. No, I'm sorry. Oh, no, okay, this is Friends with Microphones. Bye. It's all over now. Bye.
Bye.